The city of Venice, about an hour south of Tampa on Florida's west coast, avoided a direct hit, but still took its share of damage. Nick Pesciotta is the vice mayor of Venice, and he joins me by phone now. Mr. Vice Mayor, thank you for joining us. Let's just start with what it looks like in your community right now. What do you see around you? What's the extent of the damage?
Yeah, thank you for having me. So basically, we have a lot of mobile home parks that have all have sustained some sort of damage. We have some single-family dwelling damage, a lot of standing water in the roadways, trees down, power lines down. Currently, our city's pretty much without power and without cell phone service. Airport has sustained damage, so it's pretty widespread.
Have you been able to visit your own home to see the damage?
Yes, I have been able to make contact with all of my family members as of about an hour ago, and fortunately, everyone is doing okay.
We're very glad to hear that. And I should mention, when Hurricane Ian came through, it was a Category 4 storm. You were there. Can you just tell us what it was like when the storm came through?
Very similar to what you hear on the news and see in many of the different coverage over the years of hurricanes. You know, we had very strong gusting winds. The walls were rattling. The windows were rattling. You know, it was pretty intense. A lot of whistling, a lot of roaring sounds, and you know, a lot of different debris hitting the building and stuff like that.
Have you been through a hurricane in Florida before?
I've been through Hurricane Charlie back in 2004, which also hit this area. At that time, I experienced it when it hit Orlando, but I had deployed back to my hometown to see the devastation down in Punta Gorda.
How would you compare what Ian has brought to your community?
Believe it or not, for our town, we actually fared much better than those to the south of us, and that was very similar to Charlie. Venice was spared then, and I really do feel we dodged a bullet this time as well.
You did mention the mobile home communities there. Do you know if most people in your community were able to evacuate, or have you had to carry out any rescues?
We didn't have as many evacuations as we wanted, but we haven't had to do any rescues. We did have a mobile home structure fire this morning that pretty much engulfed about 10 mobile homes. Fortunately, those in those communities had evacuated, so we didn't have any fatalities. And so far, to my understanding, I think we've only had one injury reported from the storm.
Can I just ask you, Mr. Vice Mayor, what's it been like to walk around and to see your community this way? I know I've seen some pictures online of homes with their roofs blown off, a theater downtown that looks like it was just torn apart. What's it like for you to see that?
That's a very good point that you bring up is we're a historic community. We were kind of founded back in 1926, and our theater, it's the original from 1927. There's been some additions over time, but that entire stage is now gone. It's very devastating to see, but one thing I do love about our community is we have great public servants, and we have a very resilient community full of volunteers. I know that we'll withstand this test, and we will come back stronger.
We wish you all the best in those days, weeks, and months ahead. That is Vice Mayor of Venice, Florida, Nick Pesciotta, joining us on the phone. Thank you. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
Now, let's get some more perspective on the scope of this storm, which has gathered strength and is classified as a hurricane once again. Jamie Rome is the acting director of the National Hurricane Center and joins me now. Jamie, welcome back to the NewsHour. Let's just start with what you can tell us at this hour about the storm's strength and its path right now.
Yeah, Ian has moved off the coast of Florida back over the waters of the Western Atlantic, I should say, and it's regained maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour, regained hurricane status, and this is why we have hurricane warnings along almost the entire coastal section of South Carolina and portions of North Carolina.
And what does that mean for the folks in the storm's path ahead? As we mentioned, it's headed to South Carolina. What does a storm like this mean for those folks?
It means that hurricane conditions are possible. And let's go to this next graphic, which shows that those winds can push inland. A lot of people forget that these winds can push inland. The blue area here is a tropical storm warning, which means tropical storm conditions are expected. Look how far inland it is. Raleigh and Columbia, South Carolina. So I really want people that are inland not to lower their guard with this one.
Jamie Rome, acting director of the National Hurricane Center, with the latest on Hurricane Ian. Jamie, thank you so much.
Thank you.